Hello, everyone, and welcome to today's featured podcast. My name is Al Stratton, and I'm the Global Business Development Executive for Unified Communications for the IBM Cisco Alliance. Joining me today is Fred Clark, who's the Business Development Executive for Unified Communications and Collaboration for our Global Technology Services team. Today's podcast is to bring you up to speed on IBM and Cisco's approach to unified communications and how it's providing a richer experience for our customers and users and for the organizations that we work with. So let's begin. Fred, thanks for joining today, by the way. And can you take a little time and bring us up to speed on what IBM and Cisco are doing in the unified communications area today?
Sure, Al. We actually have a lot of great things that have been delivered over the last year or so between IBM Software Group and Cisco. And there's been a lot of focus around plugins. So we've been providing these server-based or client-based plugins that allow a same-time client to link right into a Cisco call manager to leverage Cisco phones or soft phones, link into the Unity voice messaging that bring it up into a same-time client. We have new plugins that provide phone presence information from the Cisco presence server. We also have new integration that is leveraging the Cisco meeting place capabilities. So we've got a lot of great deliveries around plugins. But it's also been a little bit broader than just direct integration at the same time. Cisco recently extended all the plugin and unified communications integration that they have out to the Notes 8 client. Also, there's a new version in the last month that was delivered for their Unity on Domino that leverages Notes Domino 8 and is able to run on the new Vista platform. And also, we're pretty excited about a new capability that will be coming out a little bit later in the year that's going to have some pretty impressive integration that leverages same-time web conferencing and the new Cisco Meeting Place 7.
So it sounds like we're doing a lot with this great technology and some of the integration pieces for the integration with our collaboration technologies. What about some of the other integrations and deeper technologies that we're looking at as well with this?
Well, one of the things that we've really had customers bringing this up and asking about it, and fortunately we're now able to support this later in the year, we've been doing a lot of work with customers around Cisco's telepresence, and we now have the capability from Notes Domino to do calendaring and scheduling of telepresence conference rooms. But now, later in the year, we're going to be able to extend the option to customers or extend their business value of using telepresence and be able to provide it out into Notes or same-time clients via plugins. So that's a pretty exciting development we've got going.
Yeah, that is outstanding. And, you know, one of the things, the questions that I've heard from several customers is that, you know, we may use Microsoft Exchange, and maybe we're locked into some of this Microsoft technology, so we're not sure that you can help us. I'm not sure that's a true statement. Can you give us some examples of perhaps where we've worked in those types of situations?
Yeah, Al. Actually, thanks for bringing that up. Many times we're talking to Microsoft shops, meaning that they've got Outlook, they've got Exchange running, have no interest in doing that. And we have a pretty exciting and compelling unified communication story we show and we can actually deliver with out-of-box capabilities today, where we can take same time that can light up and work inside the Outlook client. It can also light up and work off of Office documents. So the idea is you and I could be working on a PowerPoint, and I can see that you're online, and I can go ahead and actually share that PowerPoint with you in real time and collaborate and work together on that presentation. And also, we have the ability to start leveraging some of the social networking capabilities that Lotus has delivered, where connections and in this document management capabilities of Quicker can also be tightly integrated into Outlook and into Microsoft Office as well.
So even though I'm not a Domino user, I can still be a same-time user and get the same benefits out of all these plugins and integrations with the Cisco UC technology.
Yeah, absolutely. And in fact, in our experiences, everything that we're doing and showing today is available today. So customers that do have that Microsoft bias can in fact take advantage of this unified communications and real-time capabilities today. And they don't have to wait for future product versions.
Well, this is a great technology story, but technology is only one part of the answer. What business benefits have you been seeing for when we've deployed this at customers? I know you've had experience with a number of customer deployments out there. What types of value, and maybe you can throw a couple examples out here, what types of value that we've seen in specific customer situations?
Well, let me give you a great one. I've been working with a healthcare provider where they are probably a little bit ahead of the curve compared to some, in that they've looked at some work processes that they want to augment or streamline through unified communications. So they had an e-consulting theme that they wanted to support. So the idea that you can have a patient with, let's say, a knee injury, comes into the family doctor. The family doctor can do x-rays or MRIs there during that day. And then the family doctor may realize, I need an expert, a sports medicine expert, and they can quickly and easily find a specialized doctor that's available remotely. And then using our tools, they're able to bring that expert and consult while the patient's still in the office. And there's a couple drivers and benefits here for this particular customer. They're saying one is the patient is satisfied. In a matter of hours, they're able to get that first level of diagnosis moving instead of telling that patient they have to go back and call the specialist and wait 2 or 3 weeks to see them. But the other thing that's going on here is when you have that specialist doctor that is able to be available for a few hours a week for a remote consultation, you actually have a utilization impact. So if you have a doctor that's seeing one or two more patients a week, even though it's through unified communications, that has profound impact on the productivity and the business value of that infrastructure back into improving the business productivity of the organization. I can give you another example in insurance. We're seeing insurance customers, I'll give you kind of an example that we've been supporting, where you may have a new insurance agent that's relatively new to the organization. They have a customer on the phone. Well, that agent can tap into some of the subject matter expertise that exists back into the company. So they're able to use our unified communications platform and environment where they can put in questions or broadcast out questions into a community of expertise, and those experts that are available online can push URLs or documents or provide some chats. And what goes on is that newbie agent is looking pretty quickly like a subject matter expert to help all the questions that customer has, and it's pretty seamless and transparent to the customer, and it also provides some cross-selling opportunities for that agent while they've got the customer on the phone. So the customers, they don't have to make one call now to their insurance agent to get all the information they needed. And also this provides a lot of benefits for cross-selling opportunities, as well as it's much cheaper to have one call that you support as opposed to having three or four to finally eventually get those set of questions answered to the customer. So we found insurance companies particularly fascinated and finding great scenarios of use.
Wow, that's interesting. Yeah, and what it brings up is you're looking at some of these experts and finding the experts is something that you mentioned earlier, and that was the area of social networking. And I know with Lotus Connections and some of our other solutions, we are coming out with these types of new technologies and that are becoming very well received from the industry analysts and from our customers. Can you give us a little bit more on some of the impact of social networking and what we are doing there with UC?
Yeah, actually, this has been fascinating. This hasn't been product or IBM-driven. This has really been customer implementation-driven, where we've seen customers are doing implementations, they're doing planning, and they'll say, Fred, if we know the experts and they're already on our buddy list and same time, well, we know how to work and collaborate with them for certain problems. But more often than not, we have an instance where we don't know where the expert is. And we've got to find that expertise and find the right way to validate that expertise and then bring them in to deal with the issue at hand. And that's where we find things like Lotus Connections really has great value. One can quickly do a tagged search in the profiles capabilities so you can find this expert. Then you can quickly see maybe what kind of websites or what kind of documents that they've captured so you can get some sense of validating that expertise. And then you have seamless integration where you can use the UC platform from there. So I see Fred Clark, he knows a lot about Cisco, and I need to bring him into this customer situation right now. I can click on his name right there after doing the search, and then I can start bringing him into an IM chat or a phone conversation or into a web conference, or we can do document sharing, whatever it is that we need to do to collaborate to get that issue resolved.
And thinking about that as you're looking at connecting with Fred Clark, the other integration solutions such as Quicker and other areas that we provide will help support managing those documents and making the content much more easily shareable out there.
Yeah, absolutely. You hit a great theme about the document management. It's not all about just sending documents around by email. It's sharing documents and in a same time chat, or you may be pushing a link, or you have it stored in a persistent chat room where others can go and see good documentation and reuse it over and over for ongoing or similar customer issues. But yeah, Quicker and Connections have been powerful integration extensions into our unified communication solution story.
And I do want to pick up one theme that you mentioned earlier, and that was the, you know, in the hospital area, talking about using perhaps telepresence or some type of web conferencing to help examine a patient, or using telepresence earlier and integrating that with same time. What we've seen also is the ability of an organization to leverage these technologies to change the way they work, and perhaps reduce their carbon footprint, save some money on traveling, and at the same time, implement green initiatives. What's your thoughts on that?
It's actually been pretty fascinating. We've seen a lot of customers recently really, really aggressively embrace a lot of collaborative tools, including video, high-quality video experiences that they get through Cisco Telepresence. And a lot of the drivers were around travel expenses or opportunity and costs that are incurred by people being on planes and moving around to different sites. You could streamline by having great telepresence sites you can link. But we're also seeing the emergence of business cases and justifications from customers where they're looking at their carbon footprint. They are looking at green initiatives, and those are getting into their reporting back up to their board. And in some cases, even customers are saying, we've got to think about even moving to a four-day work week. And those types of drivers and thinking are really ideal for us, because our platform for unified communications between Cisco and IBM, where we really have flexible tools that reduce travel, they can make people be productive, whether working remotely through smartphones or from their home offices, or in the office directly. All of these tools really fit into those business cases and justifications very easily. And it's pretty impressive, particularly in Europe, how fast this green and this carbon footprint considerations have become important.
Fred, that's an excellent point. And you know, as we've talked about this, we've spent a lot of time on technology and the great business value. But, you know, one of the things that we have to keep in mind also that technology is great, but it doesn't necessarily make magic happen and things are just going to be better automatically. It takes a little bit more of a planning process and getting the right experts involved to help deploy these technologies. Can you talk to that, our offerings around that, Fred, a little bit?
Yeah, you bring up a good point. You know, we're always reminding customers just rolling out the technology doesn't make all these great things happen. There are a lot of considerations to do, and the making a little bit of a vision or a strategy of how you want to leverage unified communications, identifying work processes or business processes in the line of business that can be augmented or streamlined or impacted and improved through unified communications is important. And there are even sometimes cultural considerations to look at. So some companies may have a lot of new hire workers, which really embrace using mobile phones and using social networking and real-time tools. And there may be an older workforce that has great expertise and subject matter depth that customers have to work through, and how can you link these two different types of cultural communities and get them working together and being productive and driving those overall objectives, business objectives you need to do. And just putting together a strategy and a roadmap, we really do recommend all customers to sit down and plan that and do pilots, do experiments. Nobody's going to have all the answers initially, but go look for the right thing to do. And we in GTS have a lot of experience in working with customers in exactly that whole solution plan and point of view that makes these deployments successful.
That's great. So basically what we're saying is then from the technology to the business value to the services piece of deployment and planning between IBM and Cisco, we have the end-to-end solution that will help make your organization more productive leveraging unified communications.
Well said. Exactly right.
Excellent. Well, Fred, I want to thank you very much for your time today, and I also want to thank everyone that's listening to today's podcast for their time and spending the time with us learning about unified communications. I'd also like to mention that if you're interested in learning more on IBM and Cisco's solutions for unified communications, you can contact your local IBM sales specialist, or you can go to the web at www.ibm.com/lotus/UC2. That's www.ibm.com/lotus/UC2. Again, thank you for taking time from your busy schedule today and listening to our IBM-hosted podcast. We look forward to working with you and your organization in the future, and have a great day.